Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Chan Du, the Magician. Before our drama starts, I would like to tell you some news. Some very good news. We think it's safe to say that if you would like White King granulated soap, you can probably get it now from your grocer. You know, it has been awfully short and in many cases difficult, if not impossible, to obtain. This was because during the war years, we would not let White King quality down. And we just could not make enough of our kind of soap to fill the demand. Then, too, lots of people moved out west from the east. And once they tried White King, they found it different from, and many like it better than, any soap they'd ever used. There still isn't any too much White King. But if you're lucky, you'll find some at your grocer's tomorrow. And know what you'll say? Do you? You'll say, I love White King. While Chandler talks with the Princess Najee in the secret room in the pyramid, they both hear the mystic sound known to them as the psychic summons. Looking into the crystal, they see Betty, who had remained at the hotel on a pretext of illness, getting into a car with Abdallah, the storyteller, who has convinced her he is a desert prince. The present scene is a sitting room in a European hotel in El Medina, in the oasis of Fayoum. Chandu, the magician.
Shall I bring the young ladies dinner now?
Oh, I'm not hungry, Amina. I wish I could go down to the dining room. Where's Abdallah?
He has gone to the bazaar.
Why couldn't I have gone too? I'm getting pretty tired of staying in this room all the time.
Aye, but what a beautiful room. With furniture like a room in America.
I don't care about that. I just... Amina, how do you know what a room in America looks like?
Oh, an American dancing lady came to Egypt with many young ladies. I work for her. She took me to America, on the ocean.
Didn't you like it?
The dancing lady went far away to a place called Hollywood. I did not go. I marry with Hassan.
Who's Hassan?
There was a man the most unhappy in New York.
Why?
It was too cold for a man of Egypt. He had a small place down in the earth, and he sold pieces of wood and coal. You know coal? Like black stones, but it burns. Oh, yes, it burns.
How did you meet him anyway, Amina?
He brought pieces of wood for my dancing lady's fireplace. Can you think of a fire only for pleasant looking, not to cook food? Far, far up in the sky.
In the sky? Oh, you mean a big apartment house.
Iowa. When I saw Hassan bring the pieces of wood, I knew he was of Egypt. And we spoke together. Sometimes I went to his place down in the earth, and we drank coffee together. But not like Egypt.
Oh, funny. It's like a comedy in the movies.
I do not know that. But Hassan married me, and then I helped him save many dollars to come over the ocean once more, to come here to Fayoum.
What does he do now?
He works. Soon he will be owner of land.
Then what are you doing here in the hotel?
I have come to watch over you, because Abdallah wishes.
Oh. Look, sit down, Amina. Did Hassan know Abdallah before he went to America?
No. Hassan worked for Abdallah many times.
How do you mean, worked for him?
Oh, women in Egypt do not know such things. But it is something with very much money. Hassan puts many pieces of silver into the hiding place.
I should think you'd die of curiosity. Why don't you make him tell you? I would.
Hassan. Hassan would not be pleased.
Oh, you could wear him down. I'd like to see my husband try to keep me from knowing what his business was.
Miss Betty, I think he is afraid.
Of what?
I think Abdallah.
Oh, Abdallah wouldn't scare anybody. He's been wonderful to me. Except making me stay in this room. Why does he, Amina?
What did he say to you?
He just said it was best and that I shouldn't ask him any questions.
But he has come to see you every day and told you the old stories of his people. Awa?
Oh, yes. And he sung all those fabulous old songs. Mm. But I came with him because he told me... Oh, I guess I shouldn't talk about it.
But if I know...
You do? Really?
Are you looking for some person?
Why, yes, I am. How did you know?
When Abdallah come to speak with Hassan and ask him to allow me to come here to be with you...
Well, why did he have to ask Hassan if you were right there?
Oh, I must have Hassan's permission. You see, I do not wear the yashmak now,
what?
But... the face covering.
Oh.
Because Hassan has seen in America that a good woman may walk in the streets without covering her face.
I'm certainly glad I live in America. Well, what did Abdallah say to Hassan?
He was with Hassan very long time. And I listened. Because I thought to discover why Hassan is frightened. And why he goes on long journeys without telling me where.
I don't blame you for listening.
I could not hear all. Only that there is a young lady, that is you, and she must be kept in European hotel and watched most carefully. There was some person you wished to find, Abdallah said.
There was?
But about that there was something not plain.
What do you mean, not plain?
I cannot tell. Is there a man who will look very much for you in all places?
Yes, my uncle might. Only I left them a note to tell them I'd gone with Abdallah and I'd be all right. I hope my mother won't worry about me.
So, this is not for Hassan to be in.
What isn't?
I will tell you this. You are not to find the one you thought to find.
What on earth do you mean?
Abdallah brings you here to keep you. So those who look for you will not be looking for something else.
What?
He sings to you, to amuse you. So you will not think too much of other things.
Why, Abdallah's on Roxor's side after all, just as my uncle said. And while he's hunting for me, Roxor will get those drawings. Oh, why did I ever listen to him?
Who is this that you call Roxor?
Listen, Amina, I'm going to get out of here somehow and get back to Cairo. Didn't you ever hear of a man named Roxor?
No, I have not.
Well, he's awful.
Oh.
I don't know all the things he's done, but he sent a man to kidnap me and he tried to have my mother sold as a slave or something in Alexandria. And I don't know what all.
Your family is his enemy?
Oh, no. But it's some big secret thing my uncle knows about. And we're in it, too, for some reason. Roxor's perfectly horrible.
Hassan. Then Hassan must not be with him.
Well, you've got to tell about Roxor and get him to help me get away from here.
Aye, but...
I haven't any money with me. But when I get back to Cairo, my uncle will pay him back. Oh, go and see him now, Amina, please. My mother must be worried to death. And I thought I'd find my father. And he'd be glad I came here.
It is your father you came to find? A young girl alone. Not a lover?
Oh, no, of course not.
Aye.
How could Abdallah be so mean? Just wait, I'll fix him. Oh, you'll help me, won't you, Amina?
Oh, Miss Betty, I...
Well, you can't have your husband running around getting into trouble. I bet he doesn't know what it's all about anyway. That Abdallah. He's just as likely as not to have Hassan kill somebody for him.
Hassan would not kill. Soon he will be big owner of land.
Well, then, now you go and ask him to lend me enough money to get to Cairo. And then you get me a ticket.
Aye, but I do not know.
Oh, now, don't say you won't do it for me. It's for Hassan, too, remember? Oh, go on, quick.
But if Abdallah returns and I am not here...
I'll tell him I sent you out for something. I'm going to tell him a lot of things.
Listen, there he is.
On the balcony.
Oh,
go on, quick. Well, I'll think of something to tell him. I'll wait till he comes in here and... Oh, Amina, go on.
I do not like to have Hassan to send me here, but...
Where thy lightest footstep lies, blossom springs who greet thee, love. Night is fragrant with thy laughter. Come to me, my dawn. And like lilies in the moonlight, eyes like stars when day is gone. Silken hair like raven's wings, lips like precious crimson wine. Always am I in thy spell, love, living but to make thee mine.
All right, come on in, Abdallah. And you needn't bother singing that song to me anymore, nor any other one.
Betty Lou, where is Amina? If she has left you alone and harm has come to you...
I sent her out for some headache tablets.
You are ill?
If I died, what would happen? You never meant me to find my father. You brought me way up here so my uncle would be worried to death and let that old Roxor get away with...
Miss Betty, how do you know of this?
It's true, isn't it? Well, isn't it? You, pretending to be my friend and help me find my father. You're a prince. A wonderful prince you must be. Lying to me, and I believed every word you said.
Miss Betty Lou, listen to me. You have spoken the truth about my reason for taking you away. But now I cannot take you back to Cairo because I love you.
What?
It is true, beloved. Yours is the voice that once sang to me in my heart's dreams. You are the fragrance of the south wind across a rose.
I don't believe a word of it. You're trying to fool me, so I'll stay here and my mother won't know what's happened to me and keep my uncle from the... Oh, what's the use of talking? I wish I'd never spoken to you in my life. I wish I'd never seen you.
Oh, no, white flower. Do not speak to me so. I am a candle which would flame, but to give you light, to make you happy, I would die 10,000 times.
Well, then,
I would...
just see that nobody bothers me when I get on the train to Cairo.
You will not so much as smile at me.
Smile at you? Well, I'd like to... What's that?
A man.
Oh, Amina, what's the matter? Hurry.
A man in the dress of America, asking if you were here, and I told him...
So, Amina, you have betrayed your husband and me. Oh. A son will...
Don't pay any attention to him, Amina. I'll tell your husband all about him myself. Come in, whoever you are. Oh, it's Bob. Oh, Bob, I'm so glad to see you. Take me home. Take me home.
Monday night, Chengdu continues, and you will want to join Dorothy Regent, Betty, and Bob in their thrills and adventures. So you'll be with us Monday evening at this same time, won't you? Probably tomorrow you'll be marketing, and maybe on Monday there'll be a washing you'll have to do. Look, here's a suggestion. Get a couple of packages of White King soap tomorrow. Get the giant-sized package if you can. And will you be proud of your washing? The white things so very white. The colored things so safely guarded. The washing time shortened so considerably. The effort reduced so that you're hardly tired. And your hands feeling so good. Because White King is gentle not only to clothes, but to hands as well. The only thing it can possibly be hard on is dirt. Know what you'll say when you've used White King? Do you? You'll say, I love that soap. Chengdu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chengdu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.